because we're in a hostile environment.
The open bar is open, bitches.
Yeah, only for the next 15 minutes, so this podcast can be about 10 minutes long. What are we doing here, dude?
Yeah.
You know, I know you look amazingly comfortable right now.
I feel so comfortable right now.
Yeah, you look great.
I love that we've garnered the attention of some people in the room.
I love that you have a way of not talking me into shit and me not arguing. You're just like, hey, dude, we're going to do this. And I'm like, hell yeah, we are. And then every time we get to do it, my anxiety goes through the roof.
Really? You feel somewhat nervous right now?
Oh, dude. First of all, I'm in a room full of whites. Is there another race here? I mean, that's not working.
That's not working. That's hard for their fishbowl tips.
This looks like the family reunion of a last name. What's a white last name?
I don't know.
Smith?
So we're at Podcast Movement Essentials. This is the welcome party hosted at Tom's Watch Bar in downtown Los Angeles.
DT.
Sponsored by Acast. So first and foremost, shout out Podcast Movement for having us out tonight.
Yeah.
And then shout out Acast for also having us out tonight. And by having us out, I mean we fucking crashed the party again.
Yep.
We gotta get stronger security, motherfuckers.
They're gonna figure us out.
Yeah, they'll figure it out. Hey, what are those fucking guys in the mic with the microphones? What are they doing over there?
What are those fucking brown kids in the corner fucking, are they conspiring to conspire?
Are they drinking our alcohol?
I think
sons of bitches.
I think those are the two guys that killed Saget.
All right, let's start the fucking show.
The Social Nuisance Podcast.
No. Oh, shit. Okay, bitches, you guys are going to be mind blown.
Oh, we're going to Pound Town.
Pound Town.
We're going to Pound Town.
Yeah.
They're podcasting.
We're podcasting right now.
Social Nuisance.
Social Nuisance Podcast. How you guys doing? My name is Magin.
He's a badass motherfucker.
Social Nuisance Podcast. What the fuck is up, motherfuckers? All right, hello and welcome to the Social Nuisance Podcast, your weekly discussion for all things...
whatever they are.
...fucking shit, you know, because
yeah.
I don't have my pumps.
Who gives a shit?
I don't have my shit. I can't read my shit. So we're just fucking winging it.
No, those guys have backpacks.
Yeah,
if they still already, no, they're too late, dude. Oh, by the way, they look so much less interesting than us.
They look like fucking terrorists, I'm not going to lie. They look like they're about to blow some shit up.
Oh, they look like those domestic terrorists. Those ones that say they do it for crack, they're gone. They left.
Okay, they left.
You know what? They saw us catch them, and they were like, abort mission. Abort mission.
Someone already started our stick.
The jig is up.
Fuck
the jig
shit.
Is up.
We're out. Well, in any case, so we're fucking out here, and we're enjoying ourselves. It's an open bar. There's free food.
Yeah.
And, there's a minority.
Where? He's working. He works here.
Oh, shit, you're right.
He fucking high-fived me on the way here.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, there's people looking.
I know.
There's a lot of people looking.
I'm glad. Good.
Fucking. Can you do something with your drink? You're just floating it. Either take a drink or set it back down.
I'm waiting until I finish my sentence.
You're making me nervous. Okay. You're a fucking narcotics agent. I knew it. Oh, man.
You drink it or you're a fucking narc. Yeah, okay. Well, fuck these people.
How's your beverage?
It's a margarita. You know what?
K did a good job.
Usually, they do a really shitty job making margaritas. This is actually quite tasty.
Yeah, I watched her make it. It was a hefty pour.
You know why?
Why?
Because we were nice to her.
We were.
We actually started a conversation. It wasn't like, hey, give me a fucking drink.
Yeah.
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 Tip for life. Be nice to your bartenders.
Yeah, you get, what my grandfather used to always tell me is you get more with sugar than salt. You get more with honey than vinegar.
Is that what the saying is? I always say you get more honey than...
No, my grandpa made it up.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. That's not what the saying is. That's what my grandpa said to me. I have it tattooed on me.
You get more flies with honey... than vinegar. That's what it is?
I don't know about that. Maybe.
I heard the
same. I'm not trying to get flies.
Oh.
I'm trying to get drinks, bitch.
And I was trying to think of something like, okay, so honey is sweet. What's the opposite of honey? And I was like, oh, yeah, dog shit. But no, you would get more flies with dog shit than honey.
Correct.
So that does not work out.
Yeah, because, you know, the honey's protected by bees.
Makes sense.
So I don't see a lot of other insects, like, flocking towards the honey. You know, I saw this thing the other day. And it's on Netflix. And it's about wild down. I'm like, dude, my Instagram has been destroyed. My timeline is all animal shit now. Like, I'm obsessed with animals.
Those cute animals doing cute shit.
Well, half of them are cute animals doing cute shit, and the other half is people dubbing human conversations over animal interactions.
Oh, I love those ones.
So, but this thing, these people managed to find the best way to film a bear. And they, like, it had to be traps because there was, like, a camera in the hole of the tree where the bees made the honey and a camera at the top facing down. And the bear walked up the tree, found the hole, and then it showed, like, his 10-inch tongue. Not joking. He literally has that's what the statistics
are. That's impressive.
Like. And there's just all these cameras in place. And I go, they had to trick that bear into getting there. Like, because there's no way they knew that.
I would have loved to have been, like, part of the strategy session.
Well, here, this is what I'm getting at.
It's roundtable, and how do we fucking trick this bear?
This is what I'm getting at. All right, dude? You and me are some cameras and honey, and there's a bunch of bears in this bitch.
Oh, I'm down with me.
Let's strategize on how to trick these white people about telling us how they really feel. Borat 2000, what year is it?
2022.
2022.
Yeah. Post-pandemic threw us off with counting what year it is. It's still 2020, right?
I don't know,
dude. What is this, April?
I don't know, man.
And it's also kind of weird because, this is the first post-pandemic
event,
I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least that I've been a part of.
Yeah.
And, yeah, there is not a single fucking mask in this room.
And we're here in L.A.
Except by the staff.
It's my second to last week here in Southern California, being an L.A. boy and spending most of my time in the past couple years in an empire.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be back in town. You know, L.A. Live, I love L.A. Live, dude. The
really?
Novo is one of the best fucking clubs.
I've never been there.
Oh, my God. The Novo, I saw Atmosphere there. I saw, I don't know, a couple other people there. But the Novo is perfectly built for a nice, tight show.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's as good as the Roxy. It's better than the Roxy.
Oh, that says a lot.
It's better than the Roxy.
That says a lot.
It's phenomenal.
Okay.
But it's a nice, tight show. It's like that environment.
Okay.
It's not two stories.
Right.
You know, it's not the, Pantages. What's the other one?
House of Blues?
No. It starts with a P, I think. But it has the half circle, and then there's two stories.
Oh, Palladium.
Palladium, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
It's way tighter than the Palladium.
Okay.
Way less people.
Nice.
And, but yeah, I love LA Live. Dude, the Kings play here, dude. The next time I see the Kings, I'm either going to see them in Dallas, St. Louis, Chicago, or Nashville, because I'm going to go see them when they play down south.
Right.
I'm going to make the trip. Somebody fucking got their credit report. I don't even know. What do these people cheer for, dude?
I don't know, man.
Somebody was on a donkey for 8 seconds.
Hey, you made it.
I've been trying to work.
Someone took a shot with no chaser.
Hey! No. Bet you was bourbon. Everybody here looks like they drink bourbon.
How's your week, man? How's it been?
I don't know, dude. I'm so in this moment.
Really?
I guess my week was good. I'm preparing for that move. That's as far as it goes. I sold my El Camino. But I sold it in the family. I'm not going to say who or what because there's going to be a lot of jealous fucks giving him a hard time. But someone that
like me.
Is a close friend and family of the podcast.
Nice.
You know, a member of my family pretty much. And I love him so much. And he kind of, it was a great thing for both of us.
Good, good. So I found a good home.
Yeah, it
good.
Did. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, absolutely. How was your week, brother?
Week was cool. Just fucking getting ready for my son's birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
That shit's coming up. Fast and Furious. He's going to be 3, bro.
Yeah.
Damn. So I came across, I was introduced to a term to describe it. You heard of Terrible Twos, right,
yeah.
For toddlers?
Yeah.
They introduced me to this term called Threenager.
Oh, I can see that with your kid.
They hit their threens.
Yeah, I can see that with your kid.
Yeah, he's kind of a little dictator.
Yeah.
He's very...
yeah, he knows it all already again.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He does. He knows what he likes, he knows what he doesn't like, and he knows when to tell you to go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
He takes after his dad so well.
No, well, and here's the thing, dude. Not that you guys should have already had... Like, there's no right way to do it. But a 3-year-old as an only child, especially how well you guys raise him...
Yeah.
I'm not speaking critically of how you raise him. I'm saying...
Fucked him up is what you're saying.
No. I'm saying I can understand how he thinks he controls the world. He's like, yeah, dude, look at all these elements. Like, you guys set him up for success at a very young age. Most Mexicans have their kids at such a young age that they're growing up with them.
Right, right, right.
You know, I've told Vinny many times, like, hey, dude, we're figuring this shit out together, dude.
Yeah.
You guys kind of got it mapped out, you know? And that's phenomenal, dude. That's a great way to do it. And you guys got to have your, like, 20s and your 30s. My whole big thing is I'm, like, trying to experience my 20s now at 30 fucking 6 years old. Because my 20s, I was too busy fucking.
Right.
And he was, I fed him from my nipple directly. Yep. Tit.
Nice.
That's the new one for the show, I promise, guys.
When you think about your 20s, you know, my 20s were just filled with a lot of bad decisions.
Really?
I guess you had the freedom to make them. But you know what? As you get older, you can still make bad decisions.
Yeah, well, here's this.
Your body just won't rebound as fast to make more bad decisions.
Well, and you affect less people.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
I already had a family, so my bad decisions were like, I was affecting people.
Right.
We all got a little bit of trauma.
We got a little trauma.
Some of us more than others.
Did you watch Encanto?
No, I know what you're talking about, but no, I didn't.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Is that one about trauma?
It's about like they talk about like subversive drama. What up, G? How you doing? What up, man? How you doing? I'm gonna make people feel uncomfortable as fuck until they say hi to us.
You're gonna make me feel fucking uncomfortable.
My goal is to get kicked the fuck out, man.
Oh, that I'm down for.
I'm down.
If we're down for, like, really shaking shit up.
I've been kicked out of more classier places, bitches.
Well, this place is pretty classy.
This is very classy. I know, you're right.
But I've definitely been kicked out of better, and I've definitely been kicked out of way worse, too. I got kicked out of my own house a couple times throughout life.
Definitely not as classy.
And I've never lived in a great place, so.
What are y'all saying?
Yep.
Hey, if you're listening right now, please rewind and let me know what the fuck I was talking about.
You were talking about your week. You had a great week, and then you were... Did you wave to anybody this time?
Maybe.
I was waiting for someone to look.
Fucking maybe. Don't fucking worry about it. Just know I'm working the room.
Every dude in here is dressed like a picnic table.
Flannels?
Not even flannels, like the cheap ones, just plaid, right?
Oh, okay.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh my god, this guy with the mustache. Man.
Oh, he works here.
Okay. Damn it. Okay. Yeah, he works here. I'll go over this later. Fuck it. Anyways.
You're talking about that one. Are you talking about that one over there?
No.
Okay.
Oh, that one's also phenomenal. No, this one's fucking spectacular.
That one's very 70s porno.
That one's good. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Let's do that. Let's be on a mustache hunt.
You probably won't see him because he's behind the pillar at the bar.
But no, if you're talking about the black dude, I know his mustache. Okay, and it is a great one.
Yeah, no, that's solid. That's solid.
Is that him?
No.
Oh.
No, he's wearing a blue polo. He's walking from the bar to your left.
Okay. Oh, okay, he's got a backpack on?
Yep.
Okay, he's going to make a turn right now and I'll see it. That's obviously glued on, dude. That's from the 99, dude. I've seen that one before, dude. That's the one that notches in your nose.
I love how your first reaction was like, oh, that's definitely fucking glued on. What's up, Corey? How you doing, man?
Good. How you doing?
You're fucking out here. We're waiting to get kicked out.
No, are you, like, broadcasting, like, live?
No, not live.
No,
it's recorded.
For you, it's live.
Yeah.
Okay. If I drop an F-bomb and...
It's encouraged.
Wait, which F-bomb?
That's also true.
Good. Fuck fart.
Okay. There you go.
That's a double entendre.
That passes. Where are you from, Corey?
I'm from here, SoCal.
You got a show?
Yeah, we do.
What's your show?
Talk politics and religion without killing each other.
Oh, that's pretty dope. I like that.
How's that going? How many people have died so far?
Just me. I've died. I've come back. And I'm part of the zombie apocalypse.
All right, man. You know what? If you're on Team Zombie, I'd fucking join you, bro. I'm not even gonna lie. I'd fucking join you any day of the week.
So are you guys all like, is this a podcast for the Pod Mob movement?
Yeah. So I'm gonna be one of the people roaming the streets for Podcast Movement this weekend, and we did this about fucking three years ago.
Before the Wuhan Weezer.
Before
coronavirus?
Yeah. So we crash the party and then we do a fucking podcast because it's a podcast party.
Yeah.
So we figured what better place to podcast than at a podcast party.
Yeah.
At the podcast movement.
Well, so here's the thing. We love doing live events, but people don't know how to act on the mic. But you go to a podcast party, everybody's got something to say and it's on them and it creates good content. That's right.
So I'm used to being on a mic. But I'm not used to being around people. We've been around, like, zombie apocalypse, like we've been talking about. But, like, I don't know how to be around people. So I walked into this Podmouth, and it's great, and it's wonderful. All these wonderful people. I had a panic attack.
Yeah.
Full-on panic attack.
Anxiety through the roof, right?
Nice. You're wearing it well.
Yeah.
You look great. Yeah. You look fantastic.
I have a prescription for anybody who's having a panic attack. Drink heavily.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
We heard the open bar is open till like another 20 minutes though, so we gotta like.
Yeah, we might take a break here.
We gotta keep it going.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, that's. So I don't know how it's gonna. I'll report back to you.
Yes.
If I don't die, it's a good prescription.
There you go.
You know, or meditation. Meditation is another prescription. That's probably healthier and.
You'd have to be excellent at meditating to pull it off in this environment though, right? Aum.
So you're talking, okay, so prescription and medication, that's how you got through the Trump presidency?
So,
you see what I did there?
Yeah, you went straight to his podcast.
Fucking right into it.
Right into it. Can I say fuck Trump?
Yeah, you say whatever
you want, bro.
No, whatever you want. Oh, here's the name of our podcast.
Yeah.
Social Nuisance. There's no wrong thing. You can't say nothing wrong.
So, okay. I have really good friends who are all on Trump train. And we're
don't worry,
still
they don't
talking.
Listen to our show.
No.
Call him out. What's your name, Griselle?
Yeah, Brandon. He's my buddy.
Let's go, Brandon.
We're all good. You know, we're still talking, but, like, I'm trying to understand him, but he's fucking wrong. All kinds of wrong, but we're still talking. Like, I'm trying to understand it. I just want to understand you.
Yeah.
Hey, that's great, man.
Yeah. So, but I'm not Trump trained. I conservative, liberal, progressive, whatever. Like, but I don't get the Trump train. I don't get to steal the election. I don't get that part of it. But, like, we're just trying to have good conversations all in between.
Yeah.
So that's what we're trying to do.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we try to do is definitely have weekly conversations. Our show is weekly. And we try to have conversations towards the betterment of humanity. So we'll talk about, you know, social situations, current events, politics, what have you. But we want to find the undertone of where we can have a common denominator, like you said, without killing each other. But if you do want to off a couple people like Ted Bundy, we understand.
But look, so the whole thing right now, there's obviously this huge geopolitical crisis going on right now with Pete Davidson and Kanye West. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Kanye West has invaded Pete
yes.
Davidson. Well, Pete Davidson, he's using NATO to invade Kim Kardashian.
I think the UN should get involved.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
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 Thanks.
In all seriousness, you guys... I will look in further into your podcast.
Thank you, brother.
But it sounds like what you're doing is a good deal, and injecting some humor and just humanity into all these tough issues. And that's what we need. We just need to be human. We just need to connect. We just need to be...
Absolutely.
You know, and so I'll pimp you guys. I'll talk politics
Corey,
and religion
before you walk
without
away,
religion.
Plug the show one more time.
Talking politics and religion without killing each other. TPNR pod. That's on all
Southern
the
Southern California native.
Hey, I'm on TikTok.
Oh, shit.
That's how cool I am.
There
I'm
you
on
go.
TikTok. And I don't mess up the cha-cha on TikTok.
All right, that's Corey, man.
Thanks, for
love
bye,
you,
Corey. Thanks, Zeke. Appreciate you, man.
Good to see you guys.
Likewise.
I mean, as, like, you know, like, whenever we're anywhere, it really trips me out, the things people talk about. But, like...
What do you mean?
Like, well, so, like, all right, I was in line
I'm
for
gonna
the...
stand up so I can get some fucking elbow room.
Yeah. Get it, girl. Go.
Yeah.
Get it.
I'm gonna
get
fucking
it, girl.
Drop it.
Get it.
I'm gonna drop
get it,
it.
Girl.
Yeah. I don't know how I'm married. Continue. Who said yes?
Oh, yeah, so... I know how. It's this killer podcast.
Clearly.
No, actually, we both.
Okay, people are talking.
All
okay,
right, so, yeah. And they're just, the shit they're talking about, I'm just like, that's like a discovery to you. You know, like.
What?
Like, all right, so they were.
What's the example? You heard a conversation.
Fuck, I promise. That's the last one, I swear to God.
What, you heard a conversation.
Yeah.
I want to know
what
the conversation
was. And they were
the
talking about, like, well, all these network stars used to be huge network stars. And the examples I remember he gave was, like, Dave Chappelle. And then he gives someone else. And someone else. And he goes like, and now all they're doing is streaming. Can you believe that? Like, that's all they're doing. They're like, they're doing what we're doing. And I just felt like that's your fucking, hey, dude, you figure out a mystery from the world. Like,
right.
that's your big epiphany.
That's where it came to. The light came right there.
Serio?
Yeah.
And it just led me to like realize why we're the only ones to think to podcast at a podcast party. Because most people are dipshits.
Oh, I knew this already.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
I think I knew it, but I thought I was one of them. I probably still am, but the, under your tutelage.
The dipshit?
Yeah. Oh. Hey, a dipshit wouldn't use a word such as tutelage.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's
so
very
under
refined
your,
for this refined establishment we find ourselves in.
And while I'm praising you, might I also, in addition to, and therefore of, and in leeway, add. It was just like, no, so like, you... help inspire or not just inspire but like you prep me for the shit not prep me but you go, like we're gonna do this thing like it makes me super uncomfortable but you're in your element and then once we get going I feel good but you've done that for me throughout my performance career with like I had an original mentor for art but then for performance you kind of became my mentor and you're a younger brother than me
nice,
and I've always
man.
Looked up to you for it and like I feel like this is all a performance piece like
this is definitely performance.
Even though I'm definitely being myself.
That's the funny thing. It's like, I feel the most myself when I'm performing.
Yes.
Oh, someone fucked up. There goes the fucking flashing lights, man.
Oh, they probably got hit by a train again.
Yep, there goes. fucking LeBron fell again.
There he is. Again, flopper.
Yeah, I feel my most self when I'm fucking performing. Whether it be like on the podcast and we're interacting with people, or I'm on fucking stage killing it, rapping.
Yeah.
I think I'm just more comfortable when I have the mic in my hand and I have absolutely no fucks to give and about how I'm portrayed.
And you're comfortable on your way up to that stage.
No.
No, okay. That's, no. Yeah. No. I'm butterflied the fuck out. Like, once it gets going, I go, okay, this is what we're doing. It's almost like, this is not just a metaphor, but it's actually a simile to me. When I'm on a roller coaster, that whole, I'm fucking shaking in my boots in real life. Nice. And then once it gets going, I go, oh yeah, I love this. But that's the exact, that's the best way for me to explain what we do. And you know, like, I get spoiled doing it in our studio.
That's
because
true.
It's you and me, and we're chill, and we get a little loosey-goosey, baby. Loosey-goosey.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I go to do stand-up somewhere, and I'm, like, looking for you.
Huh. You never fucking invited me. How many times have I said I wanted to go?
Well, I don't invite anybody till I want to be... I want to, like, nail it, dude.
And I'm never going to go then.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm never going to fucking be there.
You're right. Let's call some asshole over.
I think they're... What's up, G? If you're going to fucking stare at us, people...
Yeah.
You gotta, like, reciprocate my hellos.
You also can't stare. It's like, what are we doing? We're obviously doing what the fuck you think you're good at. You traveled to be here.
Yeah.
I'm glad that the first guy we ran into was semi-local. He didn't say he was L.A. He said Southern Cali.
Yeah.
He was very Orange County to me.
Was he?
Yeah, he looked Orange County. He just came off long gray hair. Yeah, he was cool as fuck. I'm not knocking him.
Yeah.
He's gonna listen to this. I want him to know he was a great addition to those 5 minutes.
Yeah, he seemed a little bit IE-ish.
IE-ish? You got IE?
A little bit.
I got OC.
Just a taste.
Yeah.
Like Salt
Maybe
Bay.
Riverside. That's a little bit of both, right? Yeah. Riverside might be what OC to IE is what La Mirada is to LA.
I don't know. What's up, G? How you doing? Come through. And anyways, I feel like he was part...
That guy's way too tall.
Whatever, I don't give a fuck.
I'm just kidding.
I'll climb him like a fucking tree.
Imagine he
shit.
Comes over, I'm like, dude, you're too tall, keep going. We're not interested in what tall people have to say.
That's true, I can't relate. Fuck off.
Yeah. All right, man. Is he coming?
I think so, I hope
I think
so.
He's coming. He's
shit,
coming.
I fucking hope so.
Oh, wait, fake out. Turn left.
Hung the left.
Imagine if we were pretending, if we were recording this, we're just pretending, and then we just do all these fake interviews, and people think it's going to come out one day. That'd be so funny, dude.
You thought we were going to put this out, but...
Oh, my God. Nope. All I care about now is the
you
funny.
Know what? I just noticed your analogy. He does look like a fucking picking table. What's up, dude?
Yeah, a lot of them do.
Yeah, that's funny. That is funny.
That one looks like a popcorn box. Right? You saw him. You saw him.
He looks like a fucking candy cane.
Nailed it.
That's true. True that.
Nailed it.
I forgot what I was talking about. Oh, yeah. I feel most at myself when I'm on stage, man. You know, and shout out to our listeners, our trusty, solid 20 people that tune in.
That's what I'm talking about.
But you know what? Those fucking solid 20 people, they make me feel alive, man.
Yeah, man.
So, fuck yeah. I fucking dig it. And if we ever get to a level where we can continue this... And generate a huge following that comes to check out.
If we ever get to a level where we can continue.
Well, continue generating, like, interest and that kind of stuff.
We will, dude.
Yeah.
It's consistency and me saying fucked up shit like George Bush doesn't love black people.
It worked for Kanye, right?
No. You know, I don't know. So here, while we're talking about Kanye.
Man, you love the Kanye drama.
No, I really don't. Okay. I just thought, I actually did have this idea. Okay, Kanye's worth more than Kim.
Like, in all...
Financially, yeah, money-wise. He's
everything.
He's in the billions.
And everything.
But who is more famous?
Who is more famous?
I think if you go to, like, Africa and you show a picture of Kim K, they're going to know that. And if you show a picture of Kanye, they just might be, like, some dude.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
And that's got to be worth something.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely worth something.
Yeah. Oh, that's all I got. That's all.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, that was the end of that. I really didn't mean for it to... All right, let's find a guest.
I love talking to people. I love when people, like, make their way over.
Yeah.
But, you know, it may or may not happen. Here's a good thing. I got 2 hours of tape on this motherfucker, so I'm going to edit this shit down.
All right.
So don't even trip.
Wait, we already have 2 hours?
No, I'm saying I have hours the, worth of memory.
Like, this will be part of something that we edit out.
Yeah.
What we're talking about.
Yeah,
I love that every time we say we're going to edit something out and I listen to the episode, it's right there.
You're right. It's probably going to be a two-parter. It's probably going to be a two-parter.
Dude, goddamn. So, anyways, still waiting on that heifer with cheese, Julio. Remember that?
No.
That's half-baked.
You know what? People recite half-baked so often, I feel like I need to revisit so I can keep up with
still
the references.
It's good. If you're not a smart poker, which I'm not, it's a good movie.
Then I got to ask my wife.
Yeah.
Because she is a reefer.
Yeah, but she's like an intelligent, she's not like a dopey, like, I don't think that, I think her,
I think she was in a past life. I think if I started quoting half-baked, I'm going to start doing that.
All right.
I'm just going to start
quoting. I'll send you clips.
I'm just going to start quoting half-baked.
And you point, this will kill it.
Okay.
All right. If you set up 3 stuffed animals and then the baby.
Yep.
And then a 4 stuffed animal. I didn't say his name. But if you go, okay. fuck you, you're cool.
Everyone knows
you.
That one.
No, I know. But if you do that, she'll put her hair up in a knot.
No.
Oh, dude.
Everyone knows that reference.
No, I know, but if you do it that way, if you put up 3 stuffed animals and then the baby,
And
then the 4 stuffed animal,
That's funny.
Yeah,
you're cool.
That one. Fuck you. You're cool. Fuck you, too. And then throw a hamburger at the dog.
I think that's probably one of the most quoted movie references of all time.
It has to be.
It has to be.
Let's have that conversation. What's another one? What's another highly quoted... For me, like, I always quote Favreau, like, either Swingers or Maid.
Oh, that's because we're Favreau fans,
but those
though.
But those are, like, obscure Hollywood references.
Oh, I don't know.
I'll see you down at the Dresden. You know?
This place is dead anyway.
Yeah, I would never come here.
Yeah. I say that, and people are like, what are you talking about? It's kind of lively. No, you don't fucking know.
Yeah, no, you missed it. Dude, where's my best friend, Moshe?
What movie do you always quote and reference?
Maid.
Maid? Yeah. We've discussed this.
Maid. All the time, even when I say my name, because there's a part, the guy's name is Bobby Rusigliano, and there's a part where they roll up and they go, "Hey, yo, Bobby." So when people go, "Hey, what's your name?" I go, "Bobby." Like, I even say it that way.
Yeah.
And then if somebody goes, "Well, what's your last name?" I say, "Bobby Rusigliano." And then before they could answer, I go, "Jesus Christ, how many Bobby Rusiglianos work here?" That's all from that movie. I'll do something like, "Oh, I tell you what, why don't you go back to coach, round up a couple honeys, we're going to do this whole West Coast gangster thing once we land."
Yeah.
Like, I just go at... Maid is, to me, the best fucking movie ever made with no CGI.
With no CGI.
Yeah, because okay. I think, like, it's not that it's a cop-out, but once you get a $100 million budget, that's not fair.
Okay, that's true, because then you're relying on certain things that you couldn't do before.
Well, even if you're not relying, it's just an added thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like saying, like, I'm supposed to make a burger at my house like The Habit would.
Yeah.
No, The Habit has a $1 million kitchen.
Right.
That's not fair.
Yeah, because desperation breeds ingenuity.
Exactly.
And I think you have to be really smart, especially making a movie and telling a really good story.
Yeah.
And telling it well in movie form.
And they did it with $0 back then. Well, Swingers was $0.
Yeah.
Maid got paid off of Swingers.
Yeah.
Because Maid came, all right, so Swingers was Miramax.
Yeah.
At the same time Pulp Fiction was. Miramax was broke.
Yeah.
Pulp Fiction made
Miramax
a ton of money.
Yeah.
But Swingers on DVD and VHS sales made them just as much.
Really?
Yeah. So
I didn't know that. I love Swingers.
So then all of a sudden Miramax was like, they were a contender again.
Yeah.
And then that's why they dropped him money for Maid. But yeah, I go to Maid. What's your quotable movie?
Oh man, I quote.
I also quote Ferngully all the time. Sorry,
Ferngully.
Go ahead. Yeah, I love Ferngully.
What quotables are in Ferngully?
Oh my God! First of all, the bat sings, "I'm the hot stepper, turn around," and then he goes, "Oh, red light, green light, I'm still blind." All the Robin Williams lines.
Okay.
Yeah.
Robin Williams in any movie is quotable for sure. My go-tos are always Swingers. Old School.
I
quote Old School.
Bring your fucking green hat.
Yeah. I got to have Daisy watch that fucking movie again because I quote that movie all the time.
Oh, Super Bad.
I don't quote Super Bad that much.
No,
I quote fucking Swingers, Old School.
Any Judd Apatow?
Accepted.
Accepted?
Justin Long movie.
Shit.
Yeah. South Harmon Institute of Technology.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
I love Justin Long.
Yeah.
I feel like he got robbed.
Where did he go? He started doing Apple commercials and he fucking fucked
Think what fucked him is he got busted for weed while doing the Apple commercials. And Apple disses.
Really?
Yeah. But the thing is, he was already. Have you ever seen Zach and Mary Make a Porno?
I have. Fantastic
he
film.
He steals the show.
Just what did he play?
He's 3 minutes of the movie. He's the boyfriend of the football player that went home, and he was like fucking around with Seth Rogen. So the high school quarterback leaves to California, and it turns out he's gay, and he brings his gay boyfriend back home for the reunion. And then Justin Long is the gay boyfriend, and he's like, "What do you guys do?" Like, I can't remember. He's like, he says like these reenactments. And the guy goes, yeah, but it's like all guy.
I think I remember that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And but the boyfriend was the guy who played Superman. But his voice.
That's right. So, Brandon Routh.
Exactly.
That's right.
So
okay.
his voice was scratchy during that filming because he was sick. And then he ends up tongue kissing him and he gets him sick. Brandon Routh gets him sick. And so Justin Long brags about that he got Superman sick.
He made it happen.
But he makes that movie. There's a if you watch what do they call it? Not the
credits?
No, the extra on the DVD.
Oh, okay, DVD extras.
Sure. If you watch it, him, Justin Long, and Seth Rogen tried to make each other laugh, and they just played ping pong with jokes, and they went hard, dude.
I love organic exchanges of people that are. What up, G? How you doing? What up, Eric? Come through. Don't be a little fucking. Don't be shy.
Yeah, Pablo Francisco, over, dude.
Yes.
Keep your headphones on, dude. I'm gonna go hard.
That's been nice, though.
What's up, brother?
Hey, what's up, G? How you doing, man? What's up? Hey, your name is Cesar. What's up, Cesar? Cesar.
What's your show?
How y'all doing? What's up?
What's your show?
My show, we're actually a media agency called Entwined.
Okay.
A media agency called Entwined.
Yeah.
How hard is it to Google that shit? Because that is not how you spell Entwined, I'm pretty sure.
Give it to for our listeners. Break it down. What is it?
Entwined?
Yeah.
Like, what is Entwined?
No, how do you spell
the letters.
It? People
want
to Google it later.
Oh, okay, I got you. Entwined.
All right.
That's very Limp Bizkit of you, because Biscuit is not spelled Biscuit. It's spelled with a Z.
Yeah.
So I just want to make sure, like, people...
And that's as badass as Limp Bizkit.
He's a big Limp Bizkit fan.
I'm a huge Limp Bizkit fan.
It's not as limp.
There you go.
Yes.
Right out the gate with the fucking single.
I dig it. Okay,
who's your boy?
This right here, this is Jonathan.
What's going on, guys? I'm Jonathan Damo.
Hey, what's up? Okay, so what does Entwined do? You say he's a media agency? What do you guys do?
My man has a spiel right here.
Sure, so we're actually a podcast network. And we do a lot of different things in the podcasting and influencer world out in Hollywood. Yes, Katie's over here.
Hey, what's up, Katie? What's up, Katie?
Not much. What's up with you?
We're here causing trouble, trying to get kicked out. The night is young, and we're on our way.
Well, we only
what
got
are you
about...
doing to get kicked out, though?
Whatever we fucking can.
Okay, let's see it.
We got about 10 minutes left of open bar, so we should...
Oh, fuck! Just kidding. Go.
Honestly, though, we do need to go.
There you go.
All right. So media agency Entwined, what are y'all doing?
Here?
Do you guys help sell advertising?
Exactly.
That's what we need, dude.
Really? Jonathan right here, who wants to take advantage of the last call.
That's fair.
It. My man kills it.
Yeah.
He is our VP of sales. We are a small company. We've only been around for about 8 months. And within those 8 months, we've already done about $2.5 million in revenue.
Fuck.
That's what's up, man. Congratulations.
Yeah. Our bread and butter is true crime, but we are looking to expand. There it is. It's beautiful. Tough talk for a tough world.
That's what it is. Yeah. Social News Podcast. All for the betterment of humanity. That's right.
Hell we're hilarious and intelligent.
What about, is there a filter or no filter?
No filter. The best conversations have no filter.
That's the third time tonight I burped in the mic.
When you have full engagement with your audience and have
you
those difficult conversations,
dude, when I said that.
That's when you make a difference.
Hell yeah. This seems we could be friends.
Can I compliment your earrings?
Happy to try to figure something out here. Who do you guys have to represent you guys?
I love hoop earrings, but you got like
myself?
The Sonic ring earrings. Like,
Bobby represents himself.
What?
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
What?
Doesn't she look like when Sonic wins, the little hoop,
okay.
The rings?
Nice.
Yeah, you're killing it. Look at how beautiful her hair is. Can you...
It's very Rey from Star Wars. I dig it.
Yeah,
it's very, very Rey from Star Wars. Yeah. Congratulations.
And you're warm and cold at the same time.
Perfect, right?
Yo, no, you are. That's how I would describe you.
Right on. So you guys do mostly true crime.
Mostly true crime. do a couple comedy shows, and we are also in the process of getting required by a record label.
That's dope, man. So when you're listening to podcasts themselves, what do you actually enjoy? Because you don't always enjoy what it is that you're selling, right?
Not necessarily.
Well, like, you should have the liberty to sell something you don't enjoy that other people might.
I don't like a lot of true crime, but I like our true crime. It's the best.
There you
guys should listen to it. Foul Play and Hometown History, the best shows out there.
Without giving up like too much information, like what's a true crime story that you guys cover? Like, for instance, would it be the Night Stalker, or like what's a
It'd be like the Suffolk Strangler from North Carolina. That's one really good one.
That's great. I don't know what that is.
I don't know that.
I need to learn
enticing.
That.
Enticing.
Yeah.
Tune into it.
Yeah. That's what we're saying.
The Suffolk Strangler.
Yeah, Suffolk Strangler. Pretty crazy stuff.
Imagine he strangles you and he's singing like good tunes to you.
He's like, singing soul music.
Oh, I just.
I'm pretty sure that's not exactly what he meant, but I
no,
think
I know,
like,
I know.
Okay.
But I'm saying the name, the nickname.
Oh, you thought it was Soulful.
Oh, what did you call it?
Suffolk.
Oh, Suffolk, the county. Oh. Suffolk County, S-U-F-F-O-L-K.
I guess I have a problem enunciating. Yeah.
No, don't worry. No, that was. I have a problem hearing. I'm a fucking idiot.
That was wishful thinking on our part because
I'm the idiot. Take that back.
I doubt that. You
I highly doubt that. You don't know this man. This man, on the grand of a 1 to 10, he's like a strong 12.
Yes.
Strong 12.
But I bang bad bitches. True story. They love idiots.
That's also true.
Alright,
never mind. That took a left turn.
Thought we had one.
That's been it. Sorry, you guys gonna be at the convention this whole weekend?
We'll see you guys mañana, yeah.
Alright. I promise to God, I guess. This is the last. Oh, wait, here we go. Oh, never mind. Sorry.
Another picnic table that just walked by.
Yeah, he was looking right at me. I thought it was
That's
coming.
That's how they do it. They fucking make eye contact.
Yeah. Bunch of bitches. Right,
before we get to the editing part, so we're still cutting this shit out.
Alright.
That was cool.
It was cool.
I wonder what we said that offended the first guy for him to take the fuck off.
Because
he was offended. I don't know what we did.
I think that maybe he was with that girl. And we said something about like them having a girl.
Sure.
But I didn't say... I don't know. Also, he didn't like the mic near his mouth.
Oh, okay.
And I kept pulling the mic around, away because he was loud. Because I could hear him and he couldn't hear
him. Yeah, I turned down his shit.
Did you? Yeah.
Yeah, I turned it down.
Yeah, I don't know. He just didn't. Maybe he got drunk.
Maybe he really wanted to hit the open bar. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I don't know. But who gives a fuck?
Fucking
cares. But for the other guy to say that that's his gem, that was kind of weird. He's like, he's the one. He's in charge. Like, he's got.
Oh, he's a sales guy.
Yeah.
If he's the sales guy making moves, and the other guy might be
just the
partner.
Definitely that guy wasn't the sales guy. He might be the, like, make it happen guy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like me. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, it was. Come here.
What's up, Dallas?
Dallas, is your name? That's not where you're from.
My name is Dallas.
Hey, oh, Dallas. My name's Robert.
Nice to meet you.
What's up, man? How you doing? Imagine. Pleasure to meet you. How you doing, Dallas? Dallas, what brings you to Podcast Movements?
To hanging out with people, like-minded people, and checking out people who are recording in the loudest possible space. The boldness.
Yeah.
The arrogance.
Yeah.
Behind just like, we're going to record where we want to record.
I would say arrogance is synonymous with confidence.
Yeah, confidence is a better way to say this. So
yes.
Anyway, I was over there taking a picture.
Yeah.
Because I make a show about sound design.
Oh!
And I wanted to, and I just love the boldness of recording in this space.
Then if you care about sound, you need to talk to my man,
okay.
Imagine.
Here's the thing. Regardless of how this is going to sound,
the wrong way to start the sound conversation.
Fuck that. I don't give a fuck. Regardless of what it's going to sound like, desperation breeds ingenuity.
Correct.
People need to feel like what it was like to be here tonight.
Yeah.
They need to know that there's a show that will actually fucking go podcast at a podcast party and take that bold step. It just fucking makes sense.
And we can use your pictures, you willingly, to demonstrate how tough the situation was.
These people call themselves podcasters, but they don't have the guts to just put their money where their mouth is and sit right here in the middle of it and make podcasts.
Is this guy, is he flirting with
us? I like him, man. Someone buy him a drink immediately.
If I didn't know, hey, will you hold this? I'm going to go get a drink. What do you like to drink?
Nothing. I'm good with that.
Okay, hold this.
I don't even know what I'm roped into. What is the show about?
Okay, so the Social Nuisance Podcast is a weekly commentary about There we go.
I have earplugs in, so just an FYI.
Whatever, we'll make it work. Ingenuity breeds, whatever.
Okay, anyways. So tell me about your show. Pitch it to me.
So the Social Lucid Podcast is a weekly conversation that is tackling those difficult conversations in a very humorous, lighthearted way for those that don't want to hear about those types of situations. You're talking about, like, you know, politics, religion, all the things that are considered taboo. We bring it in a fashion that makes it listenable.
You know what I do is everything but that.
I think that's what kind of is important for those that don't like it. People that don't listen to the news, people that don't want to hear the news, but they still should be somewhat informed, or at the very least, they have an opinion on the world around them. We're inviting them to join that discussion because through engagement, that's how the world changes.
You guys are good. Like, so, like, snip-snappy. My show, it's like, I spend like 300 hours editing it and just get everything perfect. You guys
are just
diving right in.
I stop editing. Everything is a one-stop shop. Normally, I have my Rodecaster Pro.
And I have that, too.
I do the intro song. Everything's one-stop shop. I don't want to, because I did a lot of fucking Pro Tools editing and shit like
that.
In post. We'll fix it in post.
I got to be honest, I am terrified of just walking into a podcast that I know absolutely nothing about.
You're doing fantastic, Dallas. Okay. Don't stop.
I feel like I'm going to be in the news, like...
You're going to go viral in the best possible way.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's what it's about. We want to capture the sincerity, the genuineness. People are honest. We should capture that.
Okay.
And we do that in our conversations.
Have you roped anyone else into just kind of coming over and
we've had
talking?
A couple people coming by. But here's where it gets really fucking crazy. We're about to put this into this lovely backpack, and we're going to go to them. And they don't know it yet.
Oh, you're just going to start, like,
walking around and
people?
Talking to people.
Like,
yep.
With the mic and all that?
Yep.
Okay.
Sometimes it goes well. Sometimes it doesn't.
So what brings you to Podcast Movement?
We just wanted to learn more. Okay. Any conversation is enlightened when you're learning. So Podcast Movement, you have a bunch of like minds. If you have people have different perspectives on a singular idea of podcasting.
Yeah.
But people have different approaches, different ideas, different perspectives, opinions, things that work, things that don't work.
What, on your show, like, how many episodes have you done?
Oh, fuck. Have you kept count? 100 and...
Sorry, what was the question? I don't have headphones.
How many episodes have we done?
We're 250 now. I know.
Is it?
Yeah, we're well over that.
We might be in the just under 200 range, I would want to say.
Like, what's been, like... Like, what's
been,
like, your like, also, best conversations?
To be fair, I'm the wild one. I've been the reason episodes have been canceled. So
okay.
So in my head, it might be way more than it actually is.
Okay, cool. All right. So what's your name?
We're the Social Nuisance Podcast.
Uh-huh.
My name's Imagine. This is Motion.
Imagine and Motion.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I run three different podcasts. This is one of them.
Okay.
We like to have discussions and just fucking talk to people.
All right. What's your favorite show of your show?
The favorite show that I love is when we get people that don't fucking agree with each other.
Sorry, we're at 150, not 250.
Noted.
150, okay.
So
my show is at about 152.
Yeah.
Okay, so his father is like uber conservative.
Okay.
I'm like the more like liberal one, if you will. Uh-huh. And we have these conversations where, like, dude, you're so full of shit. But we do it in a way that's fucking generating laughs and lightheartedness. But still engaging content.
Wait, are you
content.
The conservative pundit and you're the liberal pundit?
No. Nah, we're...
I'm a felon, so I'm outside of the circle, so I can say whatever the fuck I want. It's because I don't vote.
That's true. So you can do whatever you want. Yeah.
So we both play contrarians, but here's the thing. We love each other.
Yeah.
Like, so a lot of, like, those shows that have, like, a liberal conservative, they end up in beef. That will never happen to us. Like, he's the godfather of my son. I'm an uncle to his son. Our wives know each other.
He married me.
Oh, I married his wife.
Yeah, you officiated me in my wedding.
I was the officiant. Like, so, and I killed that, dude.
Yes, you did.
I killed
it. You were a fucking killer, bro.
So what topic are you most at odds over?
Kanye West.
Fucking Kanye West.
Why?
I love it. I love it. I hope he kills someone. I hope he goes to prison forever. He cares zero fucks.
I mean, it's really good for, like, commentary.
Yeah, and entertainment, yeah. But we're at odds with gun policy.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one. I think whoever should want a gun should be able to get a gun. He doesn't feel that way. That's fine. When we talk about it, the thing is, it never gets heated. We're pretty equal. Liberal rights, we're super equal. Super equal. Taxes, actually, it's kind of leaned more my way over the past 2 years than originally.
Yeah.
Foreign policy, we're pretty equal.
This sounds like a political show.
What's up?
This sounds more like a CNN show.
At the same time, we also talk about, remember that one conversation we got into, whether or not someone can save a parking space. That's social commentary.
Oh, see, they cannot do that. And if anybody says that you can, then you are wrong.
See, okay, so this is what we got into. So we were talking about a viral video where some lady walked into a parking space and she was like, I'm saving this.
I've seen that. That's not acceptable.
Can you do that at a movie theater?
No.
Here's the thing. Somehow along the way, sometime in like elementary school, you were like, oh, I'm saving this seat. And it was like, oh, yeah, you're saving the seat. I'll find somewhere else to sit.
Yeah, we can do it in like a theater. Oh, you're talking about in a movie theater.
No, actually.
Like not in the parking lot, but like in a theater.
Way back when, before movie reservations, right?
Yeah, right? If like my friend went to the bathroom.
You would not, before that. Before people even got there, you put out a fucking sweater, your purse, you take off a shoe.
But I get it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And like, oh, I'm saving that seat. You're like, the fuck you are. They're not here.
Yeah.
I am. Get the fuck out of here, right? Because I want to sit here. That type of social commentary, we'll get into that as well. So it's not just politics, current events, and whatnot.
We got games like You Know What.
Oh, yeah.
I like games.
That means you get to say whatever the fuck you want.
See, the weird thing is my show, like, I fiercely stay away from all of this for the most part. I'm so, like,
comfortable here.
Yeah, you look fantastic.
It's not that it's more so that I'm just very intrigued by what's happening over here, and you both look very friendly and very social and very excited.
Yeah, absolutely. We're definitely social and excited.
Yeah, and I like
originally.
That. I'm originally from Memphis.
Oh. Look, I own property in Little Rock. I'm going to be living in Little Rock in 2 weeks.
I went to school at the University of Central Arkansas.
UCA. My sister went there.
Go Bears.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have no idea what's going on, guys.
Yeah. Purple field.
Yeah.
Did we just become best friends?
We just became best friends. Yeah. we're going to go ahead and take this show from here.
Yeah, okay.
So,
all right. Well, thanks for stopping by, guys.
Well, it's wonderful to meet you.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I was just
doing
a spin and just spying and just taking a picture.
Did I give you one of our cards already?
Please do.
There you go, man. Social
news
podcast.
Well, this was fun. I bet anyone that you shove a mic in front of their face, if they're a podcaster, they should enjoy this.
That's what he was saying.
Yeah.
We're in a room full of podcasters. If we roll up and put a fucking microphone in your face,
you
should not be like, oh, my God.
You know distance. You know sound. Like, you did it well.
I'm working the mic. You are not actually touching the mic. I'm the one that's...
Exactly. Yeah, you are.
You didn't get the memo. Dallas is taking over the show.
I know.
I am a sound designer.
Yeah, see, just there
FYI.
We go.
He's born in Memphis, named Dallas. That's a bad Southern motherfucker right there.
It is. It's true. Yeah.
I fucking love it.
Well, thank you guys. This is so much fun. I'll wrangle people and tell them to come over here.
Oh, absolutely. Tell them we're coming to them. Yeah.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you, Dallas.
Likewise. Thank you, Dallas. See you around,
Dallas.
Man.
Yeah, thank you, brother. And send someone our way.
Next victim, send him on up.
How did, because I didn't have the headphones. He seemed well in control. How was it? How did
he was fantastic. He was a great dude.
Great.
Solid
man.
Dude. He seems like someone that I need to bring out of his fucking shell so we can
crush
shit.
Yeah, I felt like that, dude. He was like, these are all the things I try to avoid. I'm like, really? Because you're in them right now.
And you're doing phenomenal.
Yeah, and I didn't bring his drinks back because not only is the bar not open anymore, it's not open to sell.
Oh, wow. They closed
it
entirely. They're like, get the fuck out.
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
So we might need to hit the streets soon and pick up one of these plaid, faded, fucking shirt-wearing hookers.
Yeah,
what's going on? Are you flirting with the M&Ms?
I'm flirting with everybody.
Those
bro.
Guys look like the M&Ms commercial.
I'm flirting with this guy in this fucking white blazer with
Let's
a Jurassic Park t-shirt.
Over.
Oh, my God. That's phenomenal, man. If only I was so classy to wear such a thing.
What a box of oddities. Are you guys coming over here? Come on.
Yeah, we're gonna wait. We're going to wait.
Man.
Cheers, bitches.
What's up, fellas?
Calling us over, right?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. We're calling the bartender, but you guys showed up, so that's good enough.
I didn't know what was going on. I saw you over there just yelling and screaming.
No, Thomas.
We got Thomas and Mikey.
Thomas.
Tom, you call me Tom. I don't know
Tom.
What that is. It's Tom. A mess up on my
Who the fuck wrote Thomas? What an asshole. His name is Tom.
I know. Yeah.
It's Tom.
Tommy.
Tom and Mikey.
I'm Motion. That's Imagine.
Motion
Mikey,
imagine.
I'm Motion.
Welcome.
That's Imagine.
Imagine
we're,
Motion.
Local East LA podcasters, and we're here to fucking rip shit up, dude. What are you guys doing here?
I fucking love it, dude. I'm from New York. He's from SF. Oh, yeah?
We're here, like, we're two
cents shilling
audio.
We're here shilling our podcast platform.
No, we got an app. What?
What's your app?
Twocents.audio. We're in beta right now. We are a podcast engagement platform, so people can come on, they can listen to podcasts, and they can earn prizes, they can leave audio comments back. It's like audio Reddit, right?
All
right. So people listen to your show, they can leave you comments, they can leave you voicemails, they can call back to you. We're going to give you like WAV files. You can take all your stuff and put it on your podcast. So it's a way for you to connect with your audience and grow your audience.
So obviously the only thing that succeeds now is benefits. How does it benefit a podcaster? They're more in tune with their listeners, or does it get them a little bit of cash? Advertising, you tell me, I don't know.
It's to grow your audience, or to engage with your audience. Like, podcasting is a one-way medium, right? Like, you guys are doing your show.
That's why I love it.
It's because you can't hear shit back.
I actually say back. All the time, like, if you have a problem with what I said, email him.
It doesn't matter. We're done, right? Yeah. So this is a way for them to talk back to you and to engage in conversation with each other. So that's not only are they talking back to you, but they're also leaving comments, and other listeners can respond to those comments, and we string it together into like a long conversation, right? Okay. So then you could take that all audio, all done with audio. So you could take that audio file, you can put it on your podcast, you can have like, hey, my next episode is like viewer mail, and it's just awesome. All audio comments. All
right, so let me ask you this. In this world of, you guys seem to be in control of, not in control of, but like, in control of comment, like the direction of the comments, what would be like offensive? Like, what would you go? Where's your line? Do you see what I'm saying? Like, because you're saying that my audience can. Oh, you got to answer. So, just let me, for my listeners, because they're idiots. What could I say that you guys would want not to funnel our way?
So, I worked at Meta, and I left there in June of last year. And
good choice.
This is your space. So as long as you are not promoting violence or hate speech, yours. What's that?
By whose eyes?
So we have a terms and conditions and our community standards, and it's pretty clearly laid out of like what you can and can't do. And as long as you're following that, it's your space to engage with your audience and do the things that you need to do.
But so I can say fuck that guy, and that wouldn't cause no harm.
No harm.
And your audience can say fuck that guy.
But isn't that rapey? Like fuck that guy.
So here's the thing, if you type that, it could be, but in terms of like your tone.
I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out. He just changed his stance in 6 seconds.
No, fuck that.
I can say fuck that guy. And they just said, whoa.
But you can't type it on ours. You have to say it. And so I can hear you and I can say like, oh, fuck you.
Or fuck you.
Yeah.
So here, you put the headphones on.
Oh,
here we
go.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Oh, he's official.
So if I go, fuck that guy, is that cool?
If it's up, it's cool to you, then it's cool.
No, it's you. You said it was up to you.
No, it's up to you as a podcaster.
Oh, I thought he said it was up to him.
No, it's up to you.
I don't know everything.
Per terms and conditions, I think that's what he's trying to get at. Ultimately, the terms and conditions were outlined by someone to determine, oh, that's hate speech. Oh, that's a little bit, that's the red line. So who ultimately determines what that red line is?
You remember in Mortal Kombat, it says finish him? They say it like kill him. But if some guy goes, finish him. All of a sudden, that's not killing someone.
If that's your vibe, then that's your vibe.
I mean, are you guys doing an ASMR podcast? Because you keep getting really like, finish him.
Oh, you got gay as fuck right now, dude. You're like,
yeah, I mean, that's what you did. I'm just.
I didn't bow my head at all, dude.
Oh, I think you bowed your head a couple times.
You know what? We're out of business with you guys. Get the fuck out of here. Thanks a lot.
One more time. Plug your medium and let us know how we can get to your app.
Two cents out audio. We are in beta right now. Sign up. We're taking beta like testers. Come on, sign up for the app. Free for podcasters. If you're a podcaster, come on to the app.
We're not recording nothing.
Yeah,
thanks a lot, guys. Nice meeting you, man.
Nice meeting you guys. Have a good night. We'll see you guys at the convention. This is going well, man. This is a fantastic show. Shout out to Acast for having us tonight. I don't think you ruined it.
I just don't like that they said it was up to them. And then when I said, when I got with dialects, they were like, oh, no, it's up to you now.
I think that the
did I misunderstand?
No, you did not misunderstand.
I didn't, right?
I think they didn't understand the parlay
world.
You're putting, not
yeah.
the parlay, the fucking stab you threw at him. And they didn't understand, like, oh, shit. As long as it's not hate speech. I think that's what people don't understand is that.
Well, like,
who is to define what is hate speech?
The classic Mortal Kombat, finish him.
Right.
He's telling you to kill that guy.
Right.
But if a gay guy said, finish him, it's the same
context.
Word.
Right, context.
So how, like, how can you fucking decide for me what I meant?
Right.
If I say finish him, I obviously mean jack him off.
How does the platform determine
intent? Then he batted it back to us. It's up to us. And I go, well, nothing matters. If it's up to us, then everybody can say everything. That was the conversation I was trying to have that they weren't prepared to have.
Much respect to our previous guest just a moment ago.
Whoever they were.
Whoever they were, Two Cents Media, I think it was.
I don't remember their names.
I don't fucking know. Two margaritas in, guys.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter was, shout out them, respect to them. I think they were not ready for
a serious conversation. They were not ready to progress human. How's our intro go? Who gives a shit,
the
dude?
The betterment of humanity.
That's what I'm talking about.
Ready. They weren't ready. Because, I mean, that's a great fucking articulation.
Finish him.
Terms and conditions. As long as you're abiding by the terms and conditions and not generating any hate speech or anything, violence or anything like that. Okay. But who determines what is hate speech? Who determines what is...
Yeah, because the guy next to me was way cooler than the guy across from me. So if there's a guy next to me, I'm down. If there's a guy across from me, we got shit to talk about.
I think that was a great conversation to have right there.
Yeah,
that,
right?
That
we killed it. We nailed it, dude. Yeah. High five.
High five.
Bow. Wrecking shot, dude, at this fucking thing. All right, dude, who's the next picnic table to come over?
I don't know. We could wrap it up and start making rounds.
Let's do that. I gotta piss. Yeah, let's wrap it up so we can piss and let's go interview people on their spot. Press the pause button.
How much time do you need to piss?
2 seconds, 2 minutes. Ugh. I'll piss right here. I don't give a fuck.